Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so today it's not a decision between good or bad parenting. Today it's guilt or no guilt.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
Guilt or no guilt?
That is the question.
We are talking about Lent.
Or Italians and like Protestants.
Now, okay, to catch you up, everybody, because you are all my close friends. A lot of you already know this. My mother is like pouring with guilt. It's like somebody took buckets. Mm-hmm. Some great, great, great Italian grandmother poured buckets of guilt on my family.
Yeah.
And it's still like she's just drenched in it.
And it trickles down to you, and you have lots of it, too. It's all over you. You need to go to the dry cleaners.
So last year, the year before, I think it's almost an every year thing. My mother does this. I'd carpool conversations with me, right? Mm-hmm. I haven't done it in a while because I haven't driven my car in a while. But she will always, around this time, lay on the thick guilt of, I don't go to church enough. You remember last year's video? I don't go to church enough. What did you give up for Lent, Sandra? And I'm like, oh, Ma, I forgot it was Lent. And she'd be like, I'm so disappointed. You didn't give up anything? That breaks my heart. And then she lays it on thick. Okay. So now I dodged the bullet this time because we're not going to church and I have a perfectly good excuse why.
Yeah, it's coronavirus.
Talking to my mother on the phone, she hasn't even mentioned it. Like, legitimately, I didn't even know it was Lent until my 16-year-old said it.
And I didn't know it was Lent until I happened to fall asleep with the TV on. And apparently it was on CNN, and Chris Cuomo had a big, like, ash thing on his forehead on TV. I'm like, oh, it must have been Ash Wednesday.
We are terrible.
Like, Who knew?
Terrible. Like, I would never admit that to my mother, that I totally just blanked out on it. But anyhow, so my 16-year-old last night at the dinner table was like, okay, Mom, what are you giving up for Lent? And she's been kind of asking me, but I'm ignoring her question because I'm like, why is she asking me this? What does it matter to her? So last night she goes, what, we're all giving up? So just like this, she's talking to my mother, like my mother. So when your kid becomes your mother, tell me those stories. She's like, Ma, we're all giving up something for Lent. What are you giving up? I'm like, Leah, I don't know. What? I'm going to give up yelling at you, okay? She's like, Mom, you haven't done anything to show that you believe in the church and anything lately. And then she puts her hand on my hand. She's freaking my mother. I'm so disappointed in you. I'm like, okay, kid.
Can I just give you this little thing that's been going on behind the scenes for the last 3 or 4 days?
What?
Sandy's like, are we going to do anything about Lent? We're going to do anything about Lent? What about Lent? What about Lent? I mean, every day you've been like lenting me. And I'm like, what?
Lenting me?
You've been lenting me. And like your mother's guilt trickled onto you, which is trickling onto me. And I'm thinking, all right, well, there's a certain amount of people who may be Catholic that listen. There's a certain amount of people that probably good amount of people that are not going to church during the coronavirus. Really? This is such a big deal.
You know what? Maybe you're my bad influence. Maybe I'm going to tell my mother and my daughter it's you. That's why I'm not lenting you. And I like that. I'm going to start using that phrase. Lenting somebody.
Instead of guilt. This next 40 days, you can lent me. The last time we went to church was like one time after the baby's baptism.
See, this is not something this is not something to be proud of.
I'm just telling you the truth. And I don't feel comfortable being around a bunch of people singing and talking and amening.
Okay. Did you give something up? I'm going to lent you now. Did you give something up for Lent?
Yeah, church.
See, we're both terrible human beings. One of us has to be the good Catholic.
I did say to you yesterday, remember, I did say to you that, now that it's Good Friday, I'm thinking, this week, I'm like, I might get a nice fish fry from like Tom Walls or something like that.
Oh, hands down the best. Yeah. Well, that's apparently what I'm giving up because the whole family is giving up meat. So by association, that's what I'm giving up. I'll play the role of the good Catholic in this room. Okay. Please.
Anybody else? I guess is the question. Are you getting guilted? And is it being guilted by your children, really? Are we talking about?
I'm not kidding you, Scott. My mother hasn't brought it up because she's already just written me off. Like, I am dead to her as far as this. There's no use in lenting me anymore because it hasn't worked. So, but then my freaking 16-year-old daughter has now played the role. My 16-year-old will be playing the role of my mother during Lent.
Any thoughts, Tutu Buzz? Call us up. Do you get this kind of guilt around this time of year from your parents?
If not, we'll give it to you.
Yes, right. We'll lend you anytime.
I'm not lenting you enough.
You aren't
hard enough.
Well, I was wondering why you kept honking me about Lent all week because you've been getting guilt from your family. It's like,
yes. This
is the least lenting like in our entire lives because of the stupid pandemic, and you're all lented lentils.
And usually it goes me and my daughter, my mother goes down to me. I start to guilt the children, and my husband's kind of just like a bystander. Mm-hmm. He's like, whatever. Now, this year, it has turned into my mother's not even part of it because she's given up on me. Now it's my daughter, and my husband is now on this with me. Like, yeah, honey, you should give up something. I'm giving up meat, too. Like, he's got this stupid little parent halo. Like, he's the better parent now.
I love it. I love it.
It's like, I married the devil, okay? Your mother's the devil. Jesus.
What are you going to do? Seriously, I'm thinking of getting a fish fry tonight. Don't feel like cooking.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. When we were kids... And I live next door to the Catholic Church. I'll tell this on the air, but I was an altar boy. I mean, because I lived next door and we were Catholic to the Catholic Church, I had to be an altar boy. I wouldn't, you don't understand. Back in the Mary Tyler Moore days, in the 60s and 70s, it was all about appearances, Your mom had the bridge club come over and they played bridge. And if you lived next to the Catholic Church and you're Catholic, your kid had to be an altar boy. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. It was pressure. It was peer pressure kind of thing. It was social pressure-y a thing. That's what it was.
And that turned you. Like that, because you talk about how that changed your mind, right? When you saw the quote-unquote behind the scenes.
Well, it wasn't a bad thing behind the scenes. It was just normal. It was ritually. It wasn't spiritual-y. It was very rituals,
That's an interesting.
Yeah. It was more of a cadence of, okay, we got to do this, and that every Sunday instead of being able to get there and just, get it into the spiritual part of it.
That's fascinating. I wonder if other.
It's like working backstage at a concert
you become numb to the.
Yeah. You're not into the music. You're making sure the music plays correctly.
Anyone watching now? Who was an altar boy or knows, did that really change?
Or altar girl.
Altar girl now. Yeah, before there wasn't, though, was there? Did it change your outlook on, did it make you closer to the church or farther away? Like, Scott?
It was a boomerang effect. Like, by the time I was a teenager, I was done with it and all that stuff like that. But then after I was in my 20s, then I found a lot of spiritual things. Less on a traditional religion angle, but more of a spiritual there, doesn't matter if you worship God or a block of cheese, as long as you can worship something.
Yeah, there's something, a higher being of some sort.
Believe in that. I call it the Wi-Fi network to the above. It's like there's kind of like a mental Wi-Fi connection through the air to something.
Yeah. Okay. I say it's a guilt connection.
Yeah, I noticed.
Trucker Al's on.
Hey.
Maria is on. Maria, you would give up something for guilt.
See?
You would give up something.
Forget about Lent. Let's just call it guilt. 40 days of guilt.
Yeah. All right. I guess meat is it. I'm giving up meat.
It's because everybody else is. And you don't cook, so you have no choice.
That's absolutely. Every day this week, my daughter has prepared dinner.
Really?
Because she wants to go vegetarian. I'm like, fine, you do the grocery shopping and you do the cooking then. So she made the list. Of course, we spent more money this time than we normally do with grocery shopping. But she cooked, oh my God, like the most gourmet meals. I'm like, that's it. Quit school. You'll be my private chef here.
Nice. Hey, you know what a great, if you're stepping into vegetarian or vegan or whatever, hardly any meat, is Wegmans has got the 4-pack of the portobello mushrooms, the big portobello mushrooms. They're just like having meat, man. You can chop them up real thick and saute them with some Worcestershire sauce. It's just like steak.
Wow.
I chop them up, put them in Chinese food. See, we are shrimp. We're shrimp and fish and then meat maybe once a week now. But then again, there's Ellie's food. So you got hot dogs, chicken nuggets, meatballs, pasta, all the bad things for you. 3 minutes.
Oh, how funny. Let's see. Trucker says, my father always felt if he entered a church that he would self-combust.
Yay.
Makes perfect sense now why you are the way you are, Trucker Ale. Just kidding. You giving up me for Lent or just on Fridays? Oh, good question, Maria. I'll have to check in with the family. I think they're giving up meat entirely. Would you not eat meat on Fridays during Lent? One time I ate pepperoni on pizza and my mom was so upset at me. Oh, yes. Did she make me pray for forgiveness?
That's awesome. I had pepperoni once.
Is it considered meat? What is pepperoni really?
It's meat.
It's a whole bunch of something. That's hysterical. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think the family's doing meat entirely. Now I gotta think, what do I eat? What's my go-tos that I eat that are meat? Now it's only gonna have to be fish at Tom Walls.
Fish fry for 40 days. Hello, cholesterol. You should do what the... I'll give you a great idea what to give up for Lent next time we go on the air in a minute and a half. There's this one guy. We have a great idea.
Okay.
Anyway. My wife is already asking me to Venmo my entire paycheck to her. Awesome! Awesome! Yay!
Okay, that is funny. We have to talk about that. You Venmo your wife payment for the bills?
Yeah.
Does she send you a reminder? Do you write little notes to each other when you Venmo it?
Yeah, you can't send it without a message.
What message do you put?
Oh, I'm like, I always put weird, ironic things. Like,
I know you would.
Yeah, like, thanks for last night. You know, like that kind of thing.
Somebody's tracking all that. They're watching you.
It's private. It's under the private category.
Everybody thinks
it's a conspiracy.
It's private.
Everything's a conspiracy.
It's not private.
It's conspiracy and guilt. That's what I live on. I don't need food. I don't need meat.
I don't know if anybody knows anyone in Australia.
30 seconds.
There's some wacky stuff going on between Facebook and the government there. They shut down everyone's pages that could sense like some affiliation with the news. But some people are like, I'm not a news source. They lost all their followers, shut down their page.
Oh, the travesty of it all.
It's just interesting how you think it's yours. It ain't yours. Nope. Nothing's yours. Nothing's private.
Nope. All right. 10 seconds.
I'm just going to read this to all of you. If you have a similar story, please call us, 222-2899. From Maria, one time I ate pepperoni on pizza, and my mom was so upset with me, she made me pray for forgiveness. We want to lent you, too.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
No, 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 it's not good parenting, it's guilt or no guilt?
Lent or guilt? Let's not call it Lent. Let's call it guilt, shall we?
Well,
yes.
Okay, guilt or Lent or Lent then. So Scott came up with the funniest thing. If somebody pushes Lent, like giving up something for Lent on you, they are now officially Lenting you.
Yes, you've been Lented.
Because that's what happens in my family.
For instance, your mom is full of guilt and she's very Catholic. So therefore, you're a daughter and you're very Lentable. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like very Lent.
I've been Lented several times in my life.
Right.
Every year, it's my mother. This year, it hasn't been my mother, where to a point where I even forgot it was Lent. We were in Lent on Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
Because my mother didn't mention anything. I talked to her every day. Oh, no. My 16-year-old sat me down yesterday. Well, we were already sitting at the dinner table. She puts her hand on mine as if she is my mother and says, I'm so disappointed in you. We're all giving up something for Lent, even Dad.
Whose idea was that? Maybe your mom got through to her.
You know what? I don't know. But honestly, I'm not even kidding where my husband looks at me. And he's always like he's like not even part of the conversation every year when it comes to church and Lent and all that. He's just kind of like, nobody worries about Daddy. Everyone just focuses on Mommy. Now he's in on this and he goes, yeah, honey, I'm giving up meat. Yeah. So now he's like this freaking angel of a dad and Mom's the devil.
Are you going to give up meat because?
Because the family's doing it.
No, because you don't cook.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody else is, so you're going to eat what's on your plate.
I have no choice. I've been forced Lented.
You should do it. The guy that is, I think it's his third or fourth year in a row he's done it. He's a brewmaster at a brew pub.
Yeah. Okay.
And all he does is drink beer. That's all he eats is beer. All he ingests is beer, coffee, and tea.
No,
for 40 days.
No substance at all.
Beer's got a lot of vitamins and minerals in it.
Yeah, but I want to crunch on something.
Well, he loses 40 pounds in the process.
That can't be healthy.
40 days,
Scott.
And 40 pounds. I'm not saying you should like he does it. They haven't arrested him for doing it. He can do what he wants with his body, but still.
He does it? That's your reasoning why it's okay? Because he does it?
If you jumped off a bridge, I could too.
He's going to stub his toe and beer's going to pour out.
He says he only has about 4 or 5 throughout the entire day. It's not like he's sitting there drinking gallons all day, like sitting there like a big slob.
I don't like beer, though.
Oh, too bad.
So, well, look at you, too bad. Is that what you're giving up?
You couldn't. I'm not giving up anything.
Oh, Scott, come on.
I'm a bad Catholic.
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, well, okay. Everyone's doing it, right? Everyone's being forced, being guilted in, being lented into things.
Yeah.
As I said, I will get a fish fry from Tom Walls because I haven't had one forever.
Okay.
Mom used to give up. We used to give up meat on Fridays. That was our Lent light. Because I was an altar boy and next door to the Catholic Church, we lived literally next door to the rectory. It was weird, man. It was my house, and if you're looking out at the street, to the left was the rectory and the Catholic Church. House to the right was the Presbyterian Church. There is
Could you even like utter a bad word in your house? Would you feel like lightning would strike?
Well, like I was saying on Facebook Live, it was mandatory. It didn't matter because back then it was all about looking like, you know, the perfect family. You were the Mary Tyler Moore of the world, and you had your bridge club come. The girls come over, and if you live next door to the Catholic Church, you're a Catholic. You had to have your child be an altar boy.
You had no choice.
No.
Your mother had no choice to force you into that.
That's the way it was. It was all about the heirs. It was all about the social graces. It was all about the peer pressure. That's how it was back then.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we had to give up things for Lent. That's like a good Catholic next door neighbor to the church did.
Yeah.
Not that we weren't into church. Not that we were against any religion. But that was our thing. We did. We went to church. And I worked it.
What happened?
I worked it. I was behind the scenes. I was like a roadie at a concert, making sure the music was good.
Keep working it. What happened to you?
Huh?
You got a daughter now. You got a. You, inject some of that Lenten guilt back into you now.
I'm sorry. One word. Coronavirus. When this is over with, maybe we'll start working our way back. And she's at the age where she would be climbing over the pews.
No, I'm talking about giving up something for Lent, doing the whole Lent thing, Ash Wednesday, all that good stuff.
Well, I didn't go to Ash Wednesday, and I have not considered what we're giving up, and I got nothing.
Okay, that's fine.
You want to send all your steaks my way? It'd be real cool about that.
I know we got a lot of meat. Yep.